Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Castor and Pollux, maker of America's number one organic pet food, Organix. Look for their newest line, Pristine, the only complete line of pet food made with responsibly sourced ingredients. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org/pets.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network, broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Welcome to Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher. I'm also known as a food healer. And I got Aiden Nieves back in the studio with me today.
Yay!
I'm so excited.
I'm back! Woo! I love when you're here. It's always a super, super fun show.
Oh, thank you. I love you too.
So how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. And I'm bringing so many new events so people can update their calendar for the holidays.
I know. It's like if you guys live in the tri-state area and you've got dogs or you like dogs and animals, grab a pen and paper because we're going to give you a bunch of events and a bunch of groovy things to do from basically now until New Year's Eve, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at how many dog and pet events there are in New York City in a year.
In October alone, we had 14 events.
Oh,
in
my
the
God.
City. Yes. Yes.
And they were like, okay, let's see. I know I can name like four. So there was the Tompkins Square Halloween Dog Parade. There was the Washington Square Park Halloween Dog Parade.
Actually, that one was canceled. And it's going to happen now on November 19th.
No.
So get all your costumes ready again.
Ooh.
And come on November 18th to Washington Square Park.
Ooh.
And then we are having the Halloween celebration on that day.
Because, that's cool.
Because it rained. We got rained out on that Sunday. So
cool. So you've had, oh my God, I'm assuming in October it was just all costume contests.
It was all costume contests all around the city.
Amazing.
We had Sean Casey had an event.
Nice.
The Pop Scouts had an event.
Awesome.
Chilloween. We had Chilloween.
Chilloween's fun.
Yes. Oh,
it was
so adorable. Oh my God, I can't even remember. But there were 14 events total.
I mean, I just remember seeing your Facebook page and it was like, oh my God, multiple times a day. Like you had a costume in another park with more dogs. It was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
It's like finish one, go to the other one. But it's so much fun and it's something, you know, you get something to do with your pet.
Totally.
And these are family events, just like the ones that are upcoming right now. We don't have 14. October is the busiest time of the year when it comes to pet events. But we are having on Friday, the Christmas Spectacular starts.
Already?
Yes, already starts. And then, you know, coincidentally on this morning, the animals that are part of the nativity got blessed by the cardinal.
Awesome.
In front of Radio City.
Aww.
With the rockets. It was a very emotional moment. And then just to be there with the animals and you know, the camels and the donkey and the sheep. But the cardinal is so joyful and kind.
Nice.
And well, remember, he's the cardinal. He's one step from being the Pope.
Yeah, seriously.
You know? So just to be there and see him and see how much he loved the animals and the people around him. It was really a very special occasion.
And so was it just for the animals that are performing? Or?
Well, I mean, yes, it was just a blessing for the animals that are performing. This is something that it seemed that it has been caught up and done every year. And then it's a special introduction to the press so they know that the show is about to start. And then the show I heard it starts on Friday.
Wow.
And I encourage, you know, invite all people to bring their families because this is a family event. And then in the show, you get to see the toy soldiers, the ballerina with the teddy bears.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, all the characters that you see on the Christmas books. And then, of course, our main character, Santa.
Totally.
I mean, the Rockettes take us through a tour to our, through our you know, beloved city, New York City.
Oh, my God,
City.
I had no idea.
Yes, it's incredible. It's a show that brings, I mean, there's a small story with Santa and some kids. So it's a show that brings you hope and just happy feelings and just goodness, you know.
I'm like the worst Native
and
New
then
Yorker.
You know that when you're there, you know, it's the holidays, it just start and
so wild. It's already this year has gone by so fast.
My, of course, my favorite scene is always the nativity scene, because mm-hmm. then we have the animals from the sanctuary, Dawn Animal Sanctuary, and then they are the ones that that participate in that particular scene. It's the whole show is just magical.
So
magical.
I have a question for you, because mm-hmm. 200 million years ago, when I used to ride horses and compete, when you at the end of the year, there was always the horse show at Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. So
it doesn't happen anymore.
No, now it's in Kentucky.
I see what you're saying. The 200 million years. Okay.
I mean, you know, it's like I'll take out my wheelchair soon. But so when that horse show was going on, like Madison Square Garden inside actually had stabling. And mm-hmm. so if you were competing all week, you could keep your horse literally in Madison Square Garden.
Like the dog shows, yeah. and cat shows.
Yeah.
And I mean, and anywhere that you have all these, you know, animals that perform or do things, they obviously you need to have an environment that is suitable for them.
So like where do the animals at Radio City live? Do they live in Radio City or do they commute basically for their job?
Well, the animals belong to the sanctuary and they actually live throughout the year in upstate New York. Mm-hmm. The place is not open to the public, but these animals are well cared for.
Cool.
And then they live free, roaming
nice.
in 200 acres.
Oh my God.
Yes, no, I mean, they have a natural habitat
awesome.
where they are happy running around and enjoying the weather and everything. But the animals that come to work to Radio City,
yeah.
you know, they've been doing this for a long period of time.
Totally.
And then they have a habitat prepared for them.
Nice.
Where they, of course, you cannot compare it to being running free, but they are yeah. very well prepared. They, you know, they have a special padding where mm-hmm. they can,
good.
They don't feel the hard
yeah.
floors or anything. Everything is especially made for them, so they feel comfortable mm-hmm. and they are not stressed or anything. I mean, they're just happy animals. You can see, I mean, I swear to you, you can see the camel smile. But it's just such a magical show. And then to see them, you know, the nativity scene when the three kings come and they come with the camels, and you see the Bethlehem when baby Jesus and
oh
Joseph
God.
And Mary is there, the angels are flying and the camels, the donkey.
I'm the worst New Yorker ever. I've never seen the holiday spectacular.
You have,
I know.
You have to go to the show. It's just, I mean, for me, once the show starts, for me, I am in the holiday mood.
Cool.
Yes, I'm in the holiday mood. I start.
Well, I mean, one thing that you were saying, too, about that the animals are happy. I mean, when you're talking about, like, camels and donkeys and, like, I hate to use the term livestock, but, you know, mm-hmm. big animals. If they're not happy, they ain't going to do it.
Exactly, yeah. No, and the sanctuary, they don't... How can I explain this? They select the animals that like
yeah,
and
yeah,
enjoy
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
being around people.
Yep.
That they enjoy seeing people. And because they've yeah. been doing this for so many years, so, you know, obviously they are the experts and they know what they're doing. And the animals, you know, are because of this happy environment that they are in all the time,
yeah.
they, like you say, they can perform and they don't mind.
And I mean,
and then let's
point,
not forget that then that helps sustain the other animals that do
totally.
Not do this in,
totally.
The, in the farm. And that's, I mean, and to me, this is the opening of the holidays. And then November 11 and 12, we're having another event.
What's that one?
It's called Pet Retail World.
Ooh. Oh, no. Yeah. Don't even tell me. Where's it going to be?
Yeah. So it's basically you're going to pay a fee to go in.
Fair
but
enough.
But you're going to get worth back in merchandise. Lots more than what you pay
Wait a
for
second.
Your ticket.
The vendors are giving away. Are
the,
you
the,
kidding?
Yeah, the vendors are, yes. You're going to get lots and lots and lots of products when you leave. So it's
wow.
worth much more than the ticket. But, yeah, and everybody. And plus, I think they're raffling some staying in Mexico.
Oh my God.
and a lot of, I mean, it's just a bunch of products.
This sounds good though. I mean, trade shows, like back in the day, you know, fight for a sample of anything that a trade show had.
Because, I remember when we used to go to like the Javits Center.
Oh,
and you will enter to these shows. Yep. And then you will come home with bags and bags of products. Nowadays, not like that.
Mm-mm.
But on this event, yes.
Where is it?
And then it's particularly for the pet community.
Perfect.
So you can bring your pets.
Oh, no way.
It's pet
okay.
friendly. And okay. Yeah, you can bring your pets. And then people are going to be, you know, you can take pictures with the personalities and then take products home and, you know, show the bond that you have with your pet and
yeah.
show them off. And, you know.
This is a good one. If you like stuff, like if you like getting things, especially for your pets, check it out. Because especially if they're giving away bags
of
goodies.
For dogs and cats, they're going to have for both.
That's
for dogs
awesome.
And cats, yes.
And so it's 2 days.
It's 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think it's that this coming weekend, November 11 and November 12 in Union Square. Just go to petretailworld.com and you can find, I mean, in there, the information about the tickets and a list of products that you're going to be able to take home, from harnesses to pet bowls, pet beds, everything, houses. I mean, they have just a bunch of stuff.
Oh my God, you were lucky to get like, you know, a bag of dog bones, like a sample bag back in the day.
Treats,
this is fantastic.
Treats. So many things that it's just hard to keep up. But it's very exciting. It's very exciting to see, you know, to have this. And then on December 8th, 9th, and 10th, there is a fashion show called The Celebrity Catwalk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
How many years is this now for that one?
For Celebrity Catwalk, probably like 4 or 5 years.
Cool.
Yeah, that one is organized by Jennifer Bartok, and it's again, a lot of fun. She has runways where people and their pets show off fashion design from different designers.
Nice.
They have raffles and auctions. Everything goes to a charity also.
Good.
The one for Pet Retail World, we're going to be doing collections of food or any donation that they want to make for the animals in Puerto Rico.
Excellent.
We are going to go there ourselves.
Yeah, when are you going?
We are going there ourselves to bring these products to the island. And we're going to hand them out to the organizations or the people and animals that they need it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a departure date yet? Do you know when you're hoping to go?
No, not yet. Okay. I'm waiting to finish the event so we know how much we have. And then we pan that out. I figured that it was best just to wait until things mellow down.
Yeah.
Because it's the progression of how help and things have evolved in the island had been kind of slowly in terms of help or them picking up and getting ready. So, you know, so it's better to stay out of the way.
Totally.
Wait until things are ready and then we're going to go there and bring some help.
Nice.
Hopefully bring some donations that I hope can help someone.
Oh, they definitely will,
you know,
without a question.
Every little thing helps.
Exactly.
Every little thing helps. And then Jennifer's event on December 8th and 9th is, you know, also had their charity. And I'm not sure if it's Yorkie 911 again, but all these events are for, you know, our fundraisers. I mean, we have fun. We get things that we take home. We show off their pets, and then we get to fundraise and save and help other animals.
I mean, that's the thing that's so amazing to me, because it's like you've really introduced me to the animal, like, fashion and costume world, you know? And the things that I've learned from it, which have really, really impressed me, are that there have been a couple things. I mean, the first one is the fact that all you guys work so hard. All these events are charity events.
Yeah.
And that's amazing, you know, because, like, looking at it, it could have the potential to be a huge money-making opportunity, but all you guys go out of your way to help people and animals.
Making money.
I know,
we
right?
are
it's
so
like,
broke.
This is the thing, you know, and everybody always thinks like, well, you
have
know.
To. It's a passion. It's just a passion for something that we love. And it, when you know you can be a service to someone and to make a difference somehow. you know, you feel useful.
Yeah.
Your life is, you know, if you just feel good about it. And that's what we do.
I mean, and it's amazing, too, because, I mean, the other thing I've learned is that, you know, oh, my God, don't ever take a dog or cat or animal costume for granted. Because, I mean, the work, the things that are shown are, I mean, better than my clothes. I mean, way better made than my clothes, you know, and like the level, gone are the days of like putting a cotton ball on your pug's butt and being like, it's a rabbit, you know.
Yeah, it's like a scene now.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And I mean, in some places the competition can get pretty cutthroat, but in the fashion shows it's more of an event to just kind of show off your wares. And I mean, dude, I'm telling you, people, you have not lived until you've gone to a dog fashion show. It's one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen.
Well, and now for the holidays, you can imagine like winter wonderland.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I haven't done this one.
I'm throwing out a new collection with velvet fabric and metallic colors, because that's what this season, the trends of this season are about. But you can imagine, you know, the dogs with the red velvet outfits and white fur you know, or green.
So fancy.
Dresses with gold or silver and blue. White, a lot of white. I mean, I know that a lot of people think that white is not good in winter, but it's very, you know, it's very like a snow festival.
Totally. So it's like the fur collars and the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, white's, you know, white works. It's, I can't keep it clean, but your dogs are better keeping things clean than I am.
And like right now, for the Chihuahua group, we're going to have Chihuahua dinner. We call it Thanks Chi dinner. Cute. And then on that day, we take pictures of the holidays. The, you know, costumes with the dogs, so they can hand them out Christmas or in December. They hand out cards of their dogs in this holiday outfit.
That's so good. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, I mean, it's a really fun thing. And it's also, if you're looking for something social to do and you have animals, I mean, this is definitely something to come and, you know, meet like-minded people that are really, really talented and super artistic and honestly a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, the good thing about it is that you have so many events happening where you can take your pets. Not to Radio City.
No, yeah, right?
Oh, that one is very special. They run from November, November 10th?
Something like that.
November 10th until January 6th.
Oh, you're kidding.
They do like 3 or 4 shows a day.
My God.
On some other days, even more.
Jesus.
But, you know, that's not an event where you can bring your pet.
Yeah, don't.
That is more to bring your whole family to enjoy the show, see the animals.
Yeah.
There is not a digital image. They're real animals on
stage.
That
must just blow people's minds. I mean, like, when I first heard that there's a camel on the stage of Radio City, I was like, you've got to be kidding me, you know? It's amazing. It's like, I love this town.
But where else would you be able to see that than in Radio City?
Seriously. Seriously. We need to take a quick break for station identification. I am talking to Ada Neves all about what's happening in New York and this area from now until New Year's Eve. So stay tuned. We'll be back in about a minute and a half.
This episode is brought to you by Castor and Pollux, maker of America's number one organic pet food, Organix. You put a lot of care and thought into what you eat. After all, you're a food radio listener. That thoughtfulness goes hand in paw with how you feed your pets. Purposeful pet food doesn't happen by accident. Castor and Pollux scours the earth to carefully select the best organic and responsibly sourced ingredients. New Pristine from Castor and Pollux is the only complete line of pet food made with ingredients that are responsibly raised, caught, or grown. Feed your dog or cat the new standard, like grass-fed beef, wild-caught fish, and vegetables grown without synthetic fertilizers or chemical pesticides. Pristine from Castor and Pollux. Purposeful pet food. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org/pets.
And we are back. I am talking to Aiden Avez all about all the groovy things that are happening for dogs and cats.
Groovy. Oh my God, I haven't heard that word in so long.
I know. It's probably not the right word. It's probably more like festive events or holiday events for the upcoming holidays. I need more words.
But oh my God. I'm very bad at that. I'll go into the Spanish vocabulary, but
that works. We can do that. We can totally be bilingual here.
Oh my God. No, but you know, going back to our conversation before, yeah, you know, all these pet events are, you know, obviously the pet events, so therefore they're pet friendly. People can go with their pets,
yeah,
but they can attend. The fees cover the entrance. Some of them might have a little extra fees if they have a contest.
Okay.
And people want to join, okay, into that, which is just more fun, just more fun things to do in the same event.
So, like, how much are you looking at for entry fees in these fashion shows and stuff like that?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I mean, you can figure out between $50 to $100.
And this is just the fashion shows. This isn't the Halloween, yes, anything, guys.
No. Yeah, so Well, you know, for the New Year Fashion Show in February.
That was a big deal.
We just passed New Year. We're going out in February.
Right. Okay, we're going.
But, yeah, tickets are like $95.
Cool.
And that includes the person walking on the runway.
Oh, perfect.
In a costume or in the theme. Next year's theme is going to be Western Couture.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I can't wait to see that.
Oh, my God, that's going to be amazing.
But that's further down the line. We're still in the holidays.
Back it up. Back it up.
That's
a little. So funny. But yeah. No, and it's also, I mean, the location is fantastic. It's the Penta Hotel. It's in one of the ballrooms. I mean, these guys don't mess around. This isn't like something that goes on in someone's apartment.
But you have to make it, you have to make something different, entertaining, and safe.
Yeah.
Especially that, especially safe. The animals have to be safe. People and their animals have to be safe. Our friends are, you know, trust us enough to come to the events that we invite them. So I take as a big responsibility the fact that I want to make sure that while they're having fun, they are safe. Because they trust.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they are safe. Their animals are safe in there. Nothing is going to happen to them.
Yeah.
So I like to make sure that the animals, you know, they have rabies vaccine, that they are well behaved, that, you know, social animals, that people are not pushing an animal to do something. If the animal doesn't like to get dressed, have the animal naked. You don't have to, you know, just come and have fun.
Yeah.
It's about the bond that you have with your pet. And for us, is a tool to create animal awareness so we can advocate for people to come and adopt more animals because it's so much needed. We have so, unfortunately, so many animals in the shelter that need to find a home.
Totally.
So I am like, through these events, I'm telling you, it's fun to have a pet and you can do so much more than just walking them twice a day or seeing them when you get, you know, from work at home. You can plan events and activities with your pet.
Totally.
That you can go and just have them be more involved in your life and your lifestyle. And make it fun and make it happy and meet people that have the same passion.
Totally. Totally. And I mean, I love that what you're saying, because it's, you know, I've judged the fashion show, the February fashion show, I've done twice in Tompkins Square. I've done two or three times. I think three times at this point.
Yeah.
And that's a huge, huge thing as a judge, that if your pet's not having fun, if you're there and you're having a blast and your pet's just totally miserable, it doesn't work, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you have to, some animals want to sit on the couch and eat, you know, potato chips and watch TV all day. Others want to go out and do things,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
So if you have one that wants to eat chips and you want to attend one of these events, I mean, you can bring them and just kind of hold them the whole time. Yeah. But, you know, not everyone wants to be a star.
Yeah, you don't have to be the center of attention.
Exactly.
You don't want to be in the center of everything that's going on. You can just come and enjoy and have your pet with you.
Yeah.
And you don't not necessarily have to invest a lot of money to do this. I just want to take that out of the box, because people sometimes think, oh, well, does my dog has to have a fancy dress to go?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. This is for everyone. You know, you can bring your family, you can bring your pets. I mean, a lot of these events started with dogs, and now they are allowing cats and bearded dragons and iguanas.
Yeah, chickens and all of it.
Because, you know, different animals reflect the personalities of the different people.
Yeah.
And then they are going to identify with that. And they want to have the same fun that the dog people are having. So why not?
Totally.
Why not? But it doesn't mean that it's necessarily. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just come with your naked dog or naked cat and just enjoy an event and have fun. Take pictures and then, you know, and see how things evolve from there. To me, these events, as much as it brings on the fashion arena, to me it's also a way to advocate for their care. Like a person that, what happens, you know, a person that probably buys a fancy outfit, the animal is going to have a better care on their nutrition, on their health, and these other things that are more important than just the fashion. I'm not saying that the fashion designers, I don't want them to kill me. You know? I'm not saying that it's not important, but it's just a tool to create more awareness on these other areas through fun.
Yeah.
Through fun.
So, and that's nice too, because I mean, so many adoption things are run kind of by, like, you know, like the pages, which everybody's got really, really good intentions. And I have very thin skin when it comes to this because I'm a sucker and I can't see them. But like, you know, the Sparky's going to die in 2 hours unless someone rescues him and he's in there now. Like that kind of stuff for me is so difficult. And I think it really scares a lot of people where you guys are like, oh my God, these dogs are adorable. So many of them are rescues.
Yes. Majority of the animals that we promote and we dress up and we used to advocate their rescue.
Yeah, so it's not even like you need, you know, the top whatever breed.
And a lot of the shows that I do, that the animals that I dress on the shows, they are animals that are looking for a home.
And that's huge too.
So
that helps.
Because once the person sees the animal with an outfit, it gives them a personality, and then they, you know, usually they fall in love with them quicker than not, right? I mean, at least in here, different areas is different. I'm not saying probably like in South Carolina, that's not the case.
Right.
But at least here in New York, you know, people like to see the smaller dogs or the bigger dogs even with something that makes them look cute. Mm-hmm. And it's enticing, like, to go and adopt them because they look cute.
Yeah.
And then you start there. That's like the foundation.
And it's like whatever works, man. There's a photographer somewhere. It's a shelter. I think it's in New York. You probably know about this. And there's a really great photographer who's shooting all the, like, the portrait shots of the animals.
The doggist?
It might be the doggist, where he's got, like, these great pictures, and they're, like, super fun, and the animals are happy, and it's, like, the adoption has, like, skyrocketed thanks to these images.
Yes, because a picture is everything.
Yeah,
you're going to see, you know, it's going to reflect the personality through an image, and you're going to connect through that.
Yeah.
That's why now the shelters, a lot of the rescue groups and shelters, they have their websites where they post these animals, because people go through these pictures and then they look at one and they say, oh my God, you know, this is the one.
Yeah.
I'm identifying with this animal. This is the one that I want to have. Let me call them and let's see if it's available. I want to adopt it.
And it's, you know, this is a really nice way to do it and to go have a good time and go have a cocktail or, you know, I'll tell you what, this is a great event. All these events are great for a date. They're amazing for a date and they're really fun. And
I always said, okay, like, to me, a good plan, you know, for the weekend, you go and see the Christmas spectacular one night, okay? And you get into this festive mood that, you know, it's joyful and special and you just have goodness inside of you. Then the next night, go to one of the holiday markets, go to Bryant Park, go to Union Square Market. Those events are open in the park.
Yeah.
Therefore, you can come with your pet go around shopping.
That's true.
Dress them up. So you're going to make happy other people that are in there in the market.
It's
because
true.
When they see your pets all dressed up for the holidays, I mean, you're probably going to be hard to walk because everyone's going to want a picture.
Yeah, it's true. That's
true. But it's a wonderful way, you know, to spend, you know, to follow up on holidays, feelings and, you know, these emotions and from one day to the other.
And it's fun. It's not, you know, it's like a lot of people for the holidays all of a sudden get this feeling of encroaching dread of like, oh God, I have to see my family. you know, or like the obligations of what the holidays really mean. And this is like a really fun starter to kind of make it all. You do. You get into the mood. But it's like totally cool because it's just the holidays. You know, there's like no pressure with these things. Yeah,
but there's no pressure.
Too.
I mean, if you take your pet with you to go and see your family, and people are not going to pay attention to you. They're going to be looking at your dog or
your cat. That's the secret right there. That's the secret. So how's work going for you this year? Look, a kitten. You know, it's like, whoa. Oh, God, I have to remember that. That's really good.
I go and see my family on the holidays, and then all they want to do and see is my dogs dressed as Santa or as elves. I don't think they really care of seeing me. They're tired of seeing me. They're like, oh, okay, we love you. Yes, so sitting there in the corner. Now, picture time. Let's take pictures of the doggies and the cat all dressed as Santa, elves, or, you know, and under the Christmas tree, inside on the Christmas tree, with everybody. I mean, and all the doggies are posting for pictures. And I mean, the night goes real quick.
So do you have a favorite holiday event in New York?
Oh, yeah. I have to say that it's Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween is tops, and then the second one will be Christmas. For us, we call it Santa Paws instead of Santa Claus.
You've really got these puns down, girl. Oh, my God. Amazing.
Yeah, so we celebrate Santa Paws on the Christmas, and we, like, for, you know, I run the Chihuahua group in New York City. We have over 1,000 members.
Oh, my God.
And usually, you know, like for our holiday party, the dogs have an exchange of gifts. They exchange gifts, and we collect toys for a school, for children from a school. So, again, you know, it's about having fun
and
doing
awesome.
Something good with it, you know.
You guys are awesome. I mean, it's so... I just love the fact that you everything that you guys are doing is giving back to somebody somehow.
Well, we're so lucky.
I
think we're so blessed. And people, you know, somewhere somebody said that, you know, people that have pets are nice. And they, you know, and the pets makes you feel happier, better. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be better.
Yeah.
You want, you know, for me, I'm in this quest where I am like, I want to save the planet. I want to, you know, help the plants and the animals mm-hmm. and people. I mm-hmm. love people. It's, you know.
That's unusual.
I love people. I love being surrounded by people. It gives me juices. It gives me creative juices.
Yeah.
And then to know that I can, you know, meet someone and learn about another person, their culture or their lifestyle, anything. It's just, I don't know, it's very energizing.
I think it's great. And I mean, there's not a better conversation opener than if you have a dog and you're talking to a dog
owner.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
do you
know how many times I go walking and then I have no idea who I'm talking to and I'm having this conversation for hours?
Yeah.
We connect. And I probably won't see them again.
Right, totally.
But I had a wonderful time.
Nice.
Connecting just because they stopped me to say hello to my pet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's it. Pets in New York, it's pets in the city, it's like you can do it right. And the people that do it right do it very well. And the dogs here, the dogs that love New York, man.
Yeah, and this is what we want to bring to other states.
Yeah.
This is what we want to bring around. So far, I'm being very lucky. I have a show that I do in Mar-a-Lago. Next year is going to be my third year.
Oh, wow.
I dress up doggies from Big Dog Ranch Rescue.
Oh, cool.
And these dogs are available for adoption.
Nice.
And usually by the time that the fashion show ends, they all have a home.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, they look like little Tinkerbells. It's just so adorable. You know, they're dressed up and they look just precious.
It's amazing.
People connect with them and you have to see, you know, all these people wanting to take them home. No, it doesn't matter even if they have a disability.
That's awesome.
Okay. Or anything. I mean, any health issues, anything. They want to open their homes and their hearts to an animal in need and to bring them home and make them part of their family.
I mean, I can't even begin to guess, and I know you can't either, like how many dogs you've gotten adopted. You and your crew.
I've been doing this for 15 years.
Holy shit. Seriously?
Yes.
Being, oh my God.
Big holy.
No idea.
Big holy. Big holy.
I had no idea it was that
I've
long.
Been, I've been doing this for 15 years. It all started with my dogs, and then... Unfortunately, I had one that I lost very early, and I found myself, you know, wondering, you know, if there were other people that were that would go through similar situations with their, in terms of health or issues with their pet, and they didn't know where to go, who to talk to, what to do.
Yeah,
and that was the idea and the basis to found the New York City Chihuahua group.
Wow!
So we could have other people with the same love of this breed connect to each other and talk about not only about the fun things that we wanted to do, but also about serious thing about, you know, the health issues that this breed carries, or, you know, the animals that are being abandoned and they needed to be adopted. Just to know that there's someone there that can understand you and will listen to you and maybe help you. And the Chihuahua group was very strong, was one of the first group that was very strong in the community. And then the other groups started to flourish because of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then right now we have the pug group, the
you got the corgis.
The blessed corgis. Eric, I love you. And then, so, you know, all these other groups started, you know, coming out. And then we have now a big community. I mean, it's thousands of people with their dogs.
It's amazing.
And it's great that they have their own mini groups that they can connect with, because the issues that a pug has, a Chihuahua will not have, and then vice versa.
So these are important.
There are things that are general, but the specific breed have specific issues that they have to be catered.
Yeah.
So when you connect with someone that has experience, so they know, or they're going through this thing because they have the same type of breed. So it's helpful.
So good.
So that didn't exist when I first started with my Chihuahua group. And it was the idea of creating this community to support each other. And then around that time, the meetup company was coming up. And then I got to meet Scott, who is the founder. I pretty much sympathize and believe on the same ideas of this of the group that he was forming, meetup.com. And then through that, I was able then to form the group that we have today. And it's right amazing. Now, I have groups in Guatemala, Salvador, Los Angeles, Florida.
That's amazing.
My reach out is about 20,000 people with Chihuahua, with the Chihuahua group alone. I'm not talking about the other groups, because you know I'm also involved in all these other groups, even though I don't have the breed, but I'm there. I like to bring support and I like to help.
It's so important. And I mean, this is the type of thing where if you have a certain breed animal, or, you know, majority breed, if you have a mixed breed, you can just type in that breed and type in meetup, or, you know, type in group, and I'm sure you'll hit a Facebook page somewhere. And you're right. For medical, it's super important, because, you know, if you have, like, you know, if you have a pug with a prolapsed trachea, which is quite common, you can probably find 50 people on this page that have all had the exact same thing, so that you can really get a solid idea of what how you're going to proceed, if you're going to do anything. You know what I mean? You really get the pros and the cons. It's not just speaking to a vet.
Yeah. No, and it's good, because when you meet someone who understands you and knows the problem, you know, it's very helpful. I mean, when I first started, I didn't have that kind of support, and I found, you know, I didn't want to be alone. I wanted to find people and make friends.
Yeah.
And now, you know,
I have all the friends now.
I'm very lucky, and I'm very blessed, and I love every single one. I mean, I have like 5,000 friends on Facebook.
My God.
Then, you know, I went through it because people say, oh, you know, you can go and do a cleaning so I can become friends, because, you know, I couldn't go in. And when I start going through the names, I am like, oh my God, but I know all these people.
That's amazing.
I cannot take anyone out. So I have to create another page so I can have these other people joining, because I mean, I just go through my list and I know every single one, and I know their pets, and I still remember them. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to remember everyone, but I know every single person. I remember them. I remember their pets. Or
unbelievable.
Even the animals that we've been lucky to save from different situations and place them in homes.
Yeah.
You know, from time to time they come to see me, and it's the best feeling in the world when you see these animals and how happy these families are because they have this pet.
It's just amazing how much you do, you know, and it's, you know, I've known you now for a bunch of years, a couple of years anyway, but like what I love about you is what you see is what you get. I mean, Aida Nevez is Aida Nevez, whether she's on camera, off camera, making coffee, you know, we haven't shared a hotel room yet together at one of these conventions, but like,
it would be like a party.
Oh my God, I know. It'd be like, we get Jen Moyer, the rest of them. I know. Pillow fights and makeup and stuff.
No, probably we will have like another 20 people with their pets in the room.
Exactly.
Usually like, that's what happens. You know, I am like in my bed in the corner and I have like 20 people in there with their pets and they're talking and I'm sleeping in the corner. They don't even know that I'm falling asleep.
It's like pillow fights and makeup tips for dogs, like, basically, you know. But no, this is one of the things is it's, I mean, your memory is outstanding, which blows my mind. You are so good. Like you hear a name and you have a face, you're set. Yeah. Where I'm awful at it and it's a terrible, terrible, because it's a difficult thing.
It's to me, I put myself in their shoes. Like, I like for people to know who I am. Mm-hmm. I want for people to remember me. Mm-hmm. So, to me, when I do that, it's I want to show them that I care about them.
And you do. Yeah. I mean, it's obvious. Yeah. It's never...
It's I care about you. I care about your pets. You know, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'll lend an ear. My husband just sits in the corner and watches me like, really? He's like, he can be sitting in the corner. I'm here. He's sending me a text or an email. Can we talk? Because I am like constantly talking with people and doing things. But this is what I love. I really love it. I really enjoy it. I mean, guys, you know, you want come and see me on November 11th and 12th at the Pet Retail World. I'm going to be there both days. And bring me your pet. Let me meet you. Let me see, you know, what you have as a pet. Bring me a snake, an iguana, whatever. A frog if you have it.
Are there any animals you don't like? Is there any animal that you're like, whoa?
I don't know. I mean, as far as I recall, you know, no.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
No. I don't know if I could hold a scorpion.
Listen. If someone has a pet scorpion and they handle it, I have no problem handling it.
That's cool.
So I would have problem when they come and said, it's in this cage, I want you to put your hand in it. Because I'll be like, maybe it's not used to be handled, so then I will have an issue.
Yeah, seriously.
But if someone is already with it on their hand, just pass. You know, it's like, just pass it to this other hand.
Totally.
Yeah, it's like, I've been with lions. I'm taking pictures with lions
so
in
cool.
Florida.
Oh.
I had a big tarantulas, snakes, Madagascar roaches. I love the Madagascar roaches.
They're wild.
Oh my God, I love it. I walk with them at the Blessing of the Animals.
Did you really?
Yes, I walk with Madagascar roaches. Hey, listen, if you're gonna make an entrance, you're gonna do something, you better do it, you know, and do a show.
You are amazing, Aida. Oh my God. Well, there's the Madagascar roach installation at the Bronx Zoo that was so successful a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Well, it was the hissing roaches, or it was one of the roaches, and they were trying to get money to rebuild the bug house. And so somebody came up with the genius idea of naming. You could name them after someone.
Yeah.
So like everybody's ex-husbands and ex-wives have bugs named after them in these installations, basically. And they made a fortune.
Yeah.
They did great with that one.
Yeah, well, it's all about coming out of the box. I'm coming out and I'm trying to figure out ideas on how to make things happen. You know,
so funny.
The roaches are just another creature, and they also have, you know, they also need an environment to be, so these people can see them and know and learn about them. The kids can come and learn about them. They're part of the ecologic system.
And they're quite beautiful. Yeah. You know, they're really not bad. But shit, Aida, we are out of time.
We can talk for a long time.
I'm going to drag you in here more often, definitely, because you're always doing awesome things. So if you could give us your website and any social media you care,
it's
like
just,
sharing.
You know, Aida Nieves. Just Google Aida Nieves. Aida Nieves. Google me and you'll find me. And then my email, my phone number. I am so public.
Yeah, she really is.
I could really say that. I mean, it's like I feel like living in Times Square. Everybody has my information. So I'm not private. I'm very public. And then with my animals and everything. So just send me an email, you know.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Like, she wouldn't say it if she didn't mean it. So if you want to talk to Ada, please send her an email. But no, she's busy because, like, it's the holiday season. Yeah.
And on Facebook, I'm going to have the calendar.
Cool.
So people know that, like, okay, on this Friday, that November 10th, the radio Christmas Spectacular starts, and you can go and see this. It's an amazing show for the whole family.
Nice.
November 11th, 12th.
Yep.
Then is the Pet Retail World.
Yep.
And December 8th, 9th, and 10th is the Celebrity Catwalk.
God, you got it down, girl. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And for everybody else, I am actually not going to be here next week. I've got a gig down in D.C. that I'm going to be working on. So we're going to play a repeat. And so you can at least hear me. And hopefully you have not heard this past episode. If you have, sit back. And, you know, it's good the second time around, too, or so what I've been told. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great night. I hope you have a great 2 weeks. I'll be back in 2 weeks from now. Until then, take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.